Channel 101, beginning of the visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday at noon, the 8th of January, 72. Channel 1 over, and beginning of the visit with Franklin and Cookie this Saturday at noon, the 8th of January, 1972. Channel 1 over, and beginning of the visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday noon, the 8th of January, 72. Channel 1 over, and the beginning of the visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday at noon, the 8th of January, 72.
Two or three while I stand there.
And you ain't gonna get a picture of it. He don't have any of that for you.
After all the effort I put out.
I've been telling you that. It's that same way all down the system. All down the system. Now they have given me a catalog number up there where I can teach what I have learned down here. But I got nobody to teach it to. It'd be just like any other class up there. You just go in there and talk, they'd be thinking about something else. You talk about you're not getting anywhere. Where am I getting?
He
He's going over there to take pictures of Mr. Weaver this morning. Mr. Weaver is a remarkable fella. He got them slots in his veins and rubs them out. He learned to do it when he was Franklin's age, but Franklin ain't learned anything.
Not a thing.
Mr. Weaver went and had two, he went to the chiropractor twice. And he said in those two sessions, he learned all the chiropractor knew him. And when he went back the third time, the chiropractor told him he knew as much as he did. Now, he looks delicate, but he's wiry. He showed me how he rolled my leg here one night when he was giving me a haircut and showed me how he rubbed a slot out. Why, he'd rub anything out.
You should have heard Guy yelling.
With those hands of his, he looks like a little weenie, don't he? Well, he not. I don't think anybody ever pushed him around. And he don't talk big. They don't know that, and they, you can tell them that, they don't realize it. They'll go over and take pictures of him with a dog. As if that's all he's worth, that damn dog. That's all they'll do. Well, just take pictures of the dog and leave Mr. Weaver out. I don't know anything about the dog.
Well,
you're not gonna get anywhere that much. We're gonna have to just get a entire new bunch.
Like I told him out there. He asked me why I was working so much. I said, there's a few things I want. And there ain't but one way for me to get them.
Yeah.
And that's to get the hell out and make the money and go get them.
That's right.
I wanted that new pickup. There wasn't but one way for me to get it. And that's to get out there and dig and go get it.
That's the way I figured.
That's the only way I'm going to get what I want. I've got to figure it out, what I can do, how much money it's going to cost me to get what I want. I can take on an extra job, work that extra job for 3.5 months, have enough money, make enough extra money to go get what I want. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And on that extra job, you'll pick up the right spot.
Yeah, I'm working.
Things you'll learn.
I'm working in the hospital.
What do you got to
do? I'm sweeping the floor in the hospital right now at night.
What do they do it with now? They used to have those big old wires.
That's what I do it with. A great big mop. I mean, that mop weighs 40 or 50 pounds. Lord, when you wet that mop down, you got your hands full.
Well, it's got a wide base, hasn't it?
Yes, my feller. It takes a man to swing it, but whenever you swing that mop, you can tell where you've been.
You don't have to swing it, do you?
Don't you push it?
No, I swing that mop. Like you mop, like you swab a deck on a boat.
You swing it?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Well, I got
the lobby. I got the front of the second floor on the Larson General Hospital. I take care of it every night. Mop it, sweep it, and mop it. $2.30 an hour.
Is that the base pay?
No, they started me above other niggas.
Oh, did they?
$0.50 more an hour and it starts the rest of it.
Really?
Yeah. See, I go in at 5:00 in the evening. I work till 1:00. It gives me 8 hours. I'm off Wednesday night and Thursday night. I see, that's only 3 nights during the week that I've got to work at the university. So I can make it. I work on I work every Saturday night and Sunday night. I see, that gives me a time to limber my joints up.
You don't work every night during the week.
No, I'm off Wednesday and Thursday night.
And you just work till 1 o'clock.
I just worked till 1 o'clock. Well, heck, I never went to bed till 12 o'clock anyway. The law dog came home. Why not be out there making that $2.30 an hour?
But you don't need to run on home.
No.
You can just go to bed right away. There we are.
No, I've been going home, but I'm going to start coming down here. I can get here quicker.
Well, you just put your pallet there in the hall.
They won't let me. But I want a few things. And that's the only way I'm going to get it, is just to get out there, get with it. When I get enough money made, I'll go get it, and then I'll quit.
Well.
And by the time I get what I want, I can come out here and look pretty good, too.
Well, you're the only one, you see, of the whole batch out there. You're the only one that ever done anything out here. They don't do nothing. But just take my time, wear me out. The hell, when they come out here, I didn't start doing something.
There's nothing but picking up palm plants off of the pasture.
Yeah. Well, he can take pictures. Why in the hell don't he go ahead and take pictures?
Well, next month I know what I want. And I'm gonna get it. next month I want 5 tons of fertilizer. And by the time hay cutting time comes, I want something to cut it with, bale it with, and haul it in on, and someplace to put it when it gets cut. That's my goal, and whenever I get it, I'll put, by gosh, I'll go to work.
Now, if you had that, that's all you need. You'd be in business.
Just like I told him out there, when I accomplish what my goal that I've got set out there, what I want, I can tell them all to go to hell.
I'm going to tell you. You come in here after supper last night. That's a long time to hit me. I'm tired after supper. I don't want to look at nothing. Anyhow, he had two pictures from the Calvin's church.
Yeah.
That I saw. And I thought to myself, with all those nuts out there, there's something going on all the time. He could just put in his time out there and find out something new every time he went out there.
Yeah, on May the 27th, day before Memorial Day, Saturday before Memorial Day, my brother and his gospel gang is going to be at the Windsor Baptist Church from Canton, Ohio.
That's
where
it's at.
They're going to be there on Saturday night.
But can't we figure out something for Franklin? He don't drink, you see.
You want a cup of coffee?
Good. I
just appear with
myself.
I already ate. There's always a
chair
with
myself. That's
it.
Well,
yeah,
I have to apologize for not opening
one. He could have a soda pop.
Well, I don't know how much drink
he has.
I got sugar.
I don't buy the damn little soda pop because you can't get rid of the bottles. You can buy it and make it
yourself,
could you?
No, that's, you know, in the wintertime, ain't much going on.
This is the worst time right now.
I can leave university there at 4:30, be at work at 5, and work till 1. It ain't hard work. There's no hard work about it. Everything I got to pick up is that old mom.
Of course,
yeah. And
and Laura's around.
I never see him, though. He's busy and I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm back in them offices where they're not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, I'm back in there where they got all that money.
Is that right?
Yeah, I cleaned that office. And between 11:30 and 12:30, I got to clean the lobby. That's my last job, clean the lobby. Sweep it, mop it. That's every night job.
Oh, yeah.
The hardest thing to clean is the lab.
The hardest?
The hardest, yeah.
Do they get dirty?
Yeah.
Well,
I could still go in there and get with it and be done by, I mean, if I go through it all, I could be done by 10 o'clock. I mean, have it all be done by 10 o'clock.
And just read the paper.
It's the boss anyway.
Oh, the boss around?
He's been around this week, but next week, he ain't gonna be around. Because the doctor, I heard him tell him last night, Mister, you're gonna be out of this hospital and stay out at 4 o'clock. He said, you come to work and work from 8 to 4. He's had 3 heart attacks in the past year right there on that hospital, worrying about that place.
Yeah.
He sure has. So, he'll be out next week. Won't be so hard on me next week. Because I'll be done all but the lobby by 10 o'clock.
And Helen not having hurt herself now. She still got those 3 boys in there?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that viral pneumonia. I talked to this fella. He said them pills you took, they don't help the pneumonia. There's not any cure for it. It either knocks you or doesn't knock you, huh?
Yeah.
He said all they can do is keep your fever down or something like that. What did he tell you?
He said that's all they said they could do, just keep the fever down. I got to go back in. Let's see. No, I got to go to X-ray tonight and get my chest X-ray. Of course, now see, since I went to work there, the hospital paid for that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll pay for that.
Well, that's an added thing.
Yes, it is. And, see, Dr. Bryan, he's down in the emergency room every night. And, he checked me last night. He said, still got some fluid in there, but he said, take it easy. He said, don't push yourself too hard. I said, you tell Mr. Byer that. He said, I've done told him. So, he's going to take me up to X-ray tonight and X-ray my chest. See what that looks like. I hope they don't have to pump that fluid out.
That's a little unpleasant.
Mm-mm.
Well, you won't know it. You'll just be sitting there. They'll do the work. All you gotta do is follow the tube.
I don't swallow my teeth or my tongue along with it.
Well, your friends down here have been standing on that corner and looking as hard as they could.
I fed them last night.
Well, they haven't had any visitors.
No.
Blew the horn a couple of times this morning. Here they come in.
Yeah. And they weren't mad at you either, were they? They should have been. They should have turned around and kicked the wire out of both of you.
I see, what other night was I saw him? I stopped by him Wednesday night when I went home. I ran down there. And then it was all Thursday night. And I just felt so bad, it was like, yeah, I mean.
Well, I can imagine it.
I just felt so bad, I had to go home and sit down. And then I couldn't go to sleep. They wouldn't turn the television off till 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one that was at it.
Yeah, I turned it off about 10:30. You got up and fixed you a cup of coffee.
It was, yeah, after I'd done dozed and couldn't go back to sleep, couldn't go to sleep, and
you know, they used to, a family used to grow up in a little old two before.
Yeah.
I don't know about your daddy's house. It sounds like his might be a little bigger than that. But most of the houses all over the county there where I brought up, they just little old, what would you call them? Little old shack, just square wooden building frames. And the room wasn't big as a peanut.
No.
But see, they weren't indoors.
Everybody was outside doing something.
Yes. When they come in, I guess they went to bed. Maybe somebody sat there and read the paper.
Yeah, because there wasn't no radios, no television.
That's right.
No telephone.
Yeah. Not any that you could talk on.
That's right.
What talking, as I remember, what talking they did on the telephone, they done it of a morning. The rest of the day, you didn't hear much of it. But I'm not sure of that. Well, you see, you know what I can't, as I see it now, you see, what I can't get is people throw off on them all the time.
Yeah. I'd like to see them come back, I'm telling you. I ain't joking nobody. I'd like to see him come back.
But you put somebody on who you doesn't have got much sense. All the judgment's gone.
That's right.
All the perspective, whatever it is, it's all gone. They look back then to the time when they walked. Well, let me tell you, yesterday, I'm working with freshmen this term. I'm tired of these brain children like this. Boy, they wear me out. They don't get nowhere. I'm just going with freshmen now. And they're just as nice as they can be. They're not always nice. But this is too nice. I got too much of the freshmen. I have to think about noon. And I got through, and I had an hour, wait for Faye got through. And I wasn't in the humor to sit in that old place there where my desk is and start reading stuff I didn't want to read in the first place. So I thought, well, sir, I didn't have the car out. I said, you know, I said, I'll call for the guitar. I say, the hell I will. I walked for many a time, before I got a car. It's just recent that I've been going places in a car. I always walked everywhere I went. That's the only way I had to go, or else take one of them old buses, you see. And I lit out. My old glasses gets to shaking. I stopped there at the Beckham place, and Nancy got her to tighten them up. Walked all the way down there. She seemed like I was awful long way down there, and my feet were getting sore. See, pretty soon I sort of forgot about that. And I started noticing people. I said, well, what the hell are they doing over there? Again, I getting off of my, I wasn't feeling so sorry for myself. And I said, well, I'm down here. I'll just walk around the square. And then I remembered I'd taken that old coffee pot over there to McCrory's. Mr. Reedy had got that counter in the back there where he packages up appliances.
Yeah.
I just thought of that. I go over there and I looked at my purse and Dad Brent, I had the stub. And not many people go in there can ever find the stub again.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them. But I found it that time and he looked and he says, that's been a long time. I said, yes. You called us, I guess, but we wasn't there. And he looked in the book, and there it was, still there, hadn't been cleaned. Well, he says, what kind of pot was it? I said, I don't remember. I brought several. I forget. Well, he said, could it have been a nickel-plated, what do you call them, stainless steel, General Electric? And that sounded sort of familiar, and that's what it was. And he called upstairs there, and they had it, four parts. And the man said that it couldn't fix it. Rusted out. Well, I said, all right, just throw it away. I said, can I even use it to heat with? I had been heating with it, you see. No, he says. And what happens is he went up there and got it. And he looked at it, and when he takes it apart, some of those little filaments and things break.
Yeah.
Then he had to put them in and replace them. So it's not rusted. The points are all rusted out. So he just threw it away. And then I got to thinking of all sorts of things I could do down there. That's a good calling. He's picked up. All of the appliances, and he don't seem to go overcharging.
Gosh, I'd have to go get some gas before they close up at Greenfield. All my gas back out over the trailer, and that flathead didn't leave me none.
That's the reason I quit buying from him. When I needed it, it seemed like it'd take him forever to get here.
Well, he told me that he'd leave me some last Wednesday when he come over here.
Yeah. You can't count on him.
And you promised to pay. And you offered
I offered to pay him, and he said no. He said, I'll go ahead and leave. He said, you leave the check in the top of the thing over there. That check was still there last night. Morning when I went down there and no gas.
Yes, sir.
I tore it up and said, the heck with it. I'll go buy me a tank in the morning.
Where are you buying?
Up at Gainesville Green Fuel.
Tank?
I'll take my little trailer, get my little tanks up there and get them filled.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't last long.
I know, but
all you can do is you don't have to catch him. Just call his place over there with us. Tell him you're going to jump the old fella. I've got it. I'll call him for you. Well, I've got an extra amount there. You don't have to go to town. I'm awful teed off right now. Things are just too easy for them, Cookie. I don't know what it is. You see, but even these people that you know can do it if they will. You wonder where in the world they put their time.
Well, I got to take Frank to work anyway.
Yeah. Well, are you waiting, Dave?
He's working at the service station in town. He's working up there on Saturday and over here on Sunday and university during the week. And he's wanting to.
You gotta get that copy.
That's the only way he's gonna get it, because I can't help it.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie, we may have to replace him.
Yeah, he's getting to be flat-headed.
And so am in with the rest of them. And a new team. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I just don't know what it is. Now, you see, they went to the Cape Christmas and left the old car and brought this new one. They're not good for them. They ought to have kept that old car.
That's what I told her sitting right up there. I said, you wish you'd have kept the old van.
Oh, really?
That's what I told her.
Yeah. Well, what I'm talking about is what it does to them, you see.
Yeah.
It makes them seem too important. That he is working on loans and got all that nice new car he couldn't buy himself.
And that motorcycle they bought brand new.
Motorcycle? He buys a brand new red plaid shirt every week. He buys them mandolins and banjos and guitars. And he don't buy old ones like you'd buy. He goes to the store and buys a new one.
What does he do with
it? He lets them sit there in the rooms, all I know.
God. Tell Cookie what happens to that, you know, one in the prairie.
Oh, yes.
That's a phenomenon. I don't believe.
My red car has got the hooses. And it don't get it to the yes to the prayer. Right out there with no telephone.
And you wouldn't believe it, but it does it the same spot.
Now, Cookie, what is that? It's ignition. The first thing that happens, it looks like you run into the wind. It sort of backs you up.
Yeah.
Then it levels off, and then it sort of gives again.
And you think it's going to stop.
And then it'll pick up, and then it'll give and pick up. It don't seem like the gas, it seems like the ignition system.
That sounds like a coil.
Yeah.
Is breaking down.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll run from here.
Yeah.
There.
And then if you stop on the road and let it rest a minute, it'll go on.
It'll crank right up and go on. It's a coil.
Yes. And I was bedamned if I'd stop at Buster's. He has been so cocky for the last month or so, you can't talk to that man.
For over in Micanopy.
Oh, yeah.
Why, he's got the big head so big, he won't even speak to me.
Well, if he did, he'd spit in your eye. He'd
That's
thrash
right.
you. He's not doing any work. You never see a car out there
anymore. No.
He don't want them. There's plenty to do. And I would be damned if I was going to.
And speaking of Micanopy, I got to go buy that darn stove today. That's it.
You going to buy a new one?
I've got no other alternative. I've got to buy a stove. I've got to buy
well,
a new one.
Well, didn't you go to that place Marvin told you about?
That stove ain't no. If the back wall's burnt out of it, the ashes are falling down in.
I'm not talking about the old one. I'm talking about the fella that deals in old stuff.
Oh, he got them, but they're cracked. I don't want one that's cracked.
Oh, ain't got nothing in
the
account.
Nothing in the account. And he wants $20 for one that's cracked.
That's the trouble with the dime stores. I mean, with the used places.
I'll go up here and pay Thrasher $50 for that stove, by gosh, before I'll pay him $20 for one that's cracked. You let fire drop out on the floor and burn my house down.
Yeah.
I ain't going to know. They ain't gonna.
I looked at that stove. Mr. Thrasher said they wouldn't. He couldn't buy it from salesmen anymore. He had to order them from the factory.
Yeah. Up in Tennessee.
Yeah, is that right?
Tennessee.
There wasn't enough demand, the salesman wouldn't handle it.
Right. Got to go over and give him $50 for that stove. That's what I think too.
And that got you extra money this week.
If you're going to use it, you better go ahead and get it. I mean, this winter. We may not have no cold spell. Oh, you have to have at least five, but you got a cold spell now.
Yeah, that's good. That's your coffee pot up on
it. Yeah.
I like coffee made on it. You take an old coffee pot or an old tin can and put your water in it. And put your coffee in there and let it boil and make good coffee.
Let me tell you, we used to, in one little post where I was, way out there on the ash strip, this is the back part of China, there towards Tibet, it was, we had them little heaters, and right in the back. And you could put a piece of bread on there and toast it, and it tastes better than where anywhere else. That's the only place. I don't know where they got them.
Well, listen, I'll run him into work, and then I'll come back and pick up that stove, and I'll be on over here about 1 o'clock. And I'll have to take that stove up and put it up. It won't take long.
Take this car. Will the parts people be close?
No.
Just take that old red car away. Or will you have to check it out?
I'd rather check it out, by gosh.
You couldn't just guess where it is.
I'll get a coil. I'll go by and tell Mike I want a coil. Just remember it, and I might bring it back. I'm going to buy it.
Well, why don't you drive it? It'll drive it. It'll drive. I've been driving it every day.
That's what it is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That can't be nothing else.
Yeah.
You can put a stove back in of it. Why would it happen at the same spot?
It just takes that coil up just that long.
To get hot.
To get hot.
Isn't that curious?
Now, the longer you drive it, the closer home it's going to start stopping.
Yeah.
It's going to start breaking down closer home.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It can't be nothing else. That's all it is.
Yeah. I forgot about that. But if you hadn't mentioned it. But what I was going to tell to you is just take it, you know, just take the car with him.
I'll get a coil and the resistor, and tomorrow, I'll be down here tomorrow. I'll come down here tonight, stay tonight over here in the cave.
But I don't, there's no hurry about it.
And we'll fix it tomorrow. And,
but if you, and you don't, we don't have to fix it. I mean, if I know what it is, you see, and know kind of what to expect, then I can get it done. All like that.
I'll fix it. My God. I'll just fix it.
Well, I tell you, we've got to get a new, we got to get a new ship out here.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to go to get them.
How about you? Ain't your freshman's worth a plug nickel?
Well, it couldn't be any worse than what we got.
No. I tell you, I got to go. I got to go to Ocala and pick up that wagon, see me.
Got a wagon?
I bought me a wagon. Rubber tired wagon.
Rubber tired.
The one like I've been wanting.
Oh, you mean a hay wagon?
Yes, sir.
Both of them.
Well, if you need any help, I'll go with you. I might, yeah. That's why I say I'll be back over here as soon as we take him into work. Come back by over there. And pick up that stove. Heck, I may even take you over to Hawthorne and let you help me set up that stove.
Yes.
So, I'll run him on into work. And I don't know how you're going to get home tonight. That did worry.
Yeah, that did worry.
This is the end of the little short visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday towards noon, the 8th of January, 72. Channel 1 over. Around 600, Channel 1 over. And the end of the little short visit with Franklin and Cookie this Saturday at noon, the 8th of January, 72. Channel 1 over. Around 600, and the end of the little short visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday at noon, the 8th of January, 72.